Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Playing New York's greatest hits at CBS FM, and in the studio with us this morning, one of our favorite people, the owner and founder of Caroline's Comedy Club, and guess who it is? It's Caroline. Hello, dear.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Fan-damn-tastic, and I know exactly why you're here, because it's New York Comedy Festival time again, right?
Yes, it is.
Is this the 15th year?
It's 15 years. Can you believe that?
Wow.
It just like seems like yesterday.
Look at the people that have been through that. That's just great.
I know. And we have a great lineup this year.
When is it?
November 5th through the 11th this year.
Great. Good.
And we're looking forward to having a great, great lineup again. We're having Bill Burr this year.
Oh.
We'll be at Madison Square Garden, the big room.
Yeah.
We're excited to have Jimmy Carr. We've never had Jimmy Carr before.
He's British, right?
He'll be at Town Hall.
Uh-huh.
Anthony Jeselnik will be back with us, and he'll be taping a special. David Cross is here, and Jesus and Miro, which will be also at the Hulu Theater at Madison Square Garden.
And where's Fluffy?
Fluffy's here too.
Fluffy's around.
Fluffy will be doing a number of shows with us. So watch where he will be at the Beacon Theater.
Great.
I love Fluffy.
Can't wait for that. He's amazing.
We've had him in here several times, and he's so nice. And he works clean, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's great.
That's why so many people bring him back all the time and enjoy him, because he's easy to work with.
That's an interesting point you bring up, though, because there's been a lot of comedians complaining about the fact that everybody is so PC right now that comedy is a little difficult. I mean, guys like that actually work much easier, probably, because they don't get so crazy that somebody's out there, you know, marching with signs.
But I know.
Has it been hard for some of these guys?
I think some of them, and I think they're a little more reserved with maybe, just a little, mm-hmm. not too much.
Yeah.
You know what? If you really are that censored,
mm-hmm.
it really ruins your whole point of view.
Yeah.
It's hard to balance it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think everybody's just learning how to be a little more respectful, maybe.
Right, right.
We're talking to Caroline Hirsch, the lady who's responsible for Caroline's Comedy Club, obviously. You know, you've been doing this for quite a while, 35 years that I've known the club's been around.
It's 35 years.
I mean, you have a great staff, so do you still get involved hands-on with the comedians and all that?
I think I do, yeah. I'm there to see people. We talk about who's going to work at the club.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about who's going to be in the festival. It's a small office that we have, but we're pretty powerful, so we all work together a lot.
Wow.
Do you audition? Do people have to like do a stand-up audition for you, or do you just kind of get the word that somebody might be cool and bring them in and let them take a shot?
Well, with the advent of, you know, the internet and YouTube, you're able to see people a lot easier.
Right,
so
without dragging them in.
Send you a tape and whatever.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, we have a Monday night, new talent night, where we see a lot of people and we keep our eye on them, and that's really how people develop at the club.
Wow.
You must have this radar for someone who's funny, because I remember you telling me the first person you ever hired was Jay Leno.
I know. I was a big fan of comedy growing up. I watched The Tonight Show all the time.
Hmm.
And when we had the opening the club originally, we did more cabaret acts.
Right.
And I just said, you know what, I've got this feeling about what's happening in the comedy industry with this observational humor
that was
really catching on. And it was Jay Leno, then Jerry Seinfeld, Gary Shandling, Billy Crystal.
Yeah.
That was like the opening year.
Let me ask you a question. Can you tell me which one of these people made the biggest jump from not being so funny to, you know, you said, well, I think he's a nice guy or she's a nice girl, but I don't know if they're going to make it. And they developed over time and became first-rate comedians.
Spectacular.
I think watching Bill Maher develop early on, and where Bill has gone, I mean, Bill is a comedian that is constantly working, you know, from having his first TV show that really put him politically incorrect to where he is today, and he's constantly touring.
Yeah.
So it was fun to watch him develop over the years.
Evolve, right.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some old videos, and it's amazing. Like, if you look back at Jerry Seinfeld when he first started, He was funny, but he wasn't anywhere near as funny as he eventually became.
Mm-hmm. I can remember some of those early jokes. I remember his, did you ever put your laundry in the dryer and then one sock is missing? I still remember that joke for some reason. You know, it's all something we can relate to.
And his style.
I remember that. And that was probably in 1983. You know, he was still that joke.
I think it's also about the more comfortable you become in your own skin and with your life and with your ability to do what you do, the better you get.
It is. It's more time on stage. You mm-hmm. just know how that joke is going to, you know, rile the audience resonate, or not. Yeah. And you just move, maybe you're moving a preposition around and it changes the whole joke. But yeah. that's all with learning what to do.
Yeah.
The 15th Annual New York Comedy Festival, November the 5th to the 11th, in partnership with TBS. Going to have 200 comedians involved in this.
Oh, it's probably even more. It's probably more than that.
Pre-sale tickets go on sale this morning at 11 a.m. at cityprivatepass.com. General tickets go on sale Monday, 10 a.m. at nycomedyfestival.com. Did we forget anything, Caroline?
No. And we have probably over 100 shows.
Wow.
So last year I counted every show. It was 153 shows.
Wow.
So I think we're going for more than that this year.
So if you like comedy, this is the place to be.
That's the week, yeah.
Thank you so much for taking time to come by.
Oh, thank you.
Caroline Hirsch, ladies and gentlemen.
Wonderful. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.